So this is how it happens, really. Some bureaucrat has a bright idea, draws up some plans, writes the legislation, and suddenly we're all hurrying and scurrying and finding our life upended in order to conform with the new ruling. We've all been there. Some bureaucratic pen pusher pushes his pen, and the fishing industry, or the catering industry, or the schools, or transport systems all have to jump through some more hoops. And things are thrown into what O'Casey would call a state of chassis. Upheaval, pressure, unsettled. And so it was the might that was Rome decided to send the empire into a tailspin. What bright spark came up with that one? Let's have a census. Let's have a census. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It would help with forward planning, assessments of possible shortages. Information is power. It would allow contingency plans to be drawn up. You can't do the sums, work out the strategy, if you don't have the facts. So let's get some facts about this empire and see where they take us. It would also help us with our projections, give an accurate handle on the future, help us with our policy planning, which up till now has been happening in a vacuum. And so on, blah, blah, blah. And two little people trudge their way to Bethlehem to conform to the requirements of the state. Two lives disrupted and a third put at risk because of someone somewhere's bright idea. Tick all the boxes, please. When you think about it, it seems a rather ignominious way for God to come into the world. Not at all what we would expect, arriving where he did, when he did, how he did. Not exactly an X Factor final. Not quite the razzmatazz of a Strictly Come Dancing, All Singing, All Dancing last night finale. We've grown used to the way celebrity is promoted and presented, all the glamour, glitz and dazzle, the red carpet and the paparazzi in place, the flash bulbs popping and the borrowed designer jewellery. This is the expectation, this is how we judge who has made it, who has arrived. There's not much appreciation shown towards the humble, the poor, the fragile, the ordinary folk. Clear winners we want. Apparent losers, not so much. Doors shut in their faces. No room at the inn. That sort of thing. And we wonder what God is teaching us when he enters our story in so unattractive a way. So unobtrusively, so quietly, in the bleak midwinter, as it were. How can this weary couple without a roof over their heads be the bearers of the God whose love spans and fills the universe? It calls into question every measure we use, every expectation we have. This is clearly challenging us to think of a whole new way of doing things. This is clearly challenging us to a whole new way of thinking. God slipping almost unnoticed into the world he has created and continues to love. You call it surprising, counterintuitive, or just plain balmy. But this is his choice. Tell the shepherds. Sleep in the stable. Be a baby in a manger. And this actually is still how he comes into our story. There may be those who have the whole blinding light Damascus road thing that St. Paul had, or who'll be inspired and challenged by a famous American evangelist with a 500,000 voice choir and the stadium filled to capacity as new converts come forward in their droves. And it seems a bit as if showbiz meets faith. But for most people, isn't like that. It isn't like that. It happens much closer to home. A slow dawning realization that, in truth, to be honest, if they are honest with themselves, take time to think it through, it feels as if their life is a bit or a lot without purpose. Their mistakes are crushing them. There is a profound emptiness that nothing else seems to fill. They need help. They need a helper. They need a helper. And without bells and whistles and drums and trumpets, the gradual conviction grows inside, in our heart, that in God, in welcoming God into our life, things can become different. New freedom is enjoyed. New callings are there to be followed. Different priorities are put in place. We know and enjoy real peace because now we know who we are. We are being allowed to be who we really are. We're being loved, not because of what we have or the list of achievements and successes, but just because we are. It's us. He loves not what we do or have to show for it all. And almost unnoticed, the door creeps and creaks open a little bit more. And we invite God into our heart. And he comes there with healing and promise, with purpose and forgiveness, with new beginnings. And the dark place is filled with the soft light. That's what the carol means. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. For whatever reason, from wherever we come, we can know that, experience that change, introduce that new reality, that spiritual dimension of Christ at the core of our life. We can find that. You know how it was. The world went about its business that holy night. People worked and played and laughed, loved and wept, and kept themselves busy. But for a few people, those not too proud to kneel, those wise enough to know the presence of God when they encountered it or when it encountered them, for them, it was the night that changed everything. Perhaps that's how it could be for you.